I'm Dr. Amy Acton, Director of the Ohio Department of Health. I know you have a lot of questions about coronavirus, so please call our hotline. The number is 833-4-ASK-ODH.
This is FCB Radio, where real talk lives. Visit us online at fcbradio.com.
Todd Allen Radio, turn your speakers up, let's go.
Welcome to the Todd Allen Show. I am Darvio the Kingpin Morrow. I'm the executive producer of the show. I hope that all of you are staying safe right now with everything going on in the country. Make sure that you stay safe and follow the guidelines so we can get through this mess as quick as possible. But in the meantime, our show decided that right now it would be a good opportunity to have people laugh, to give people a reason to laugh. So what we are going to bring to you this week is the best of You Big Dummy.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Stupid!
The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
You big dummy!
All right, so this isn't Florida.
It is not Florida?
No, it's not Florida.
Oh, wow.
This is Oklahoma.
Mm. Oh, this is our first from Oklahoma, isn't it?
Yeah, the first Oklahoma dummy. and it's...
OD.
Yeah.
Oklahoma dummy.
Okay, so this... People have spats with their neighbors. That's a common thing, right? Mm-hmm. People do all kind of little silly stuff, sometimes illegal and criminal stuff. And this woman took it a little far. She had a feud, which was an ongoing feud between her and her neighbor. So she decided that she would set a fire, okay?
A bonfire?
No, not a bonfire. She, like, tried to burn the fence down, you know, the house. And, okay, so you do something like this. So the police come, the firefighters come. Then they decided to do, you know, surveillance. So they find some security camera footage that shows this woman setting the fire to the neighbor's fence or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They were her own security cameras.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She forgot to turn her own security cameras off before she set a fire. And apparently, unbelievable. And listen, it gets better. An apparent feud between homeowners led to an alleged arsonist setting fire to her neighbor's Dell City, Oklahoma home. And the alleged crime was caught on the cameras that she owned. On Monday, Dell City fire officials released images from a surveillance video shot with the alleged arsonist's own camera.
Wow. Talk about shooting yourself in the foot.
Right. Right.
Around 2:45 p.m. on June 10th, Dell City firefighters were called to a house fire. They were able to knock down the huge flames in the garage by fighting the fire from the perimeter of the house. We knew it was a condemned house, Dell City fire chief Brandon Purcell said. Once the flames were out, officials said fire investigators took a closer look. Dell City investigators learned that there was a feud between the burnt home's owner and the lady living next door. Things started adding up, being suspicious, Purcell said. Investigators noticed the woman had cameras in the area next to her neighbor. She gave consent for investigators to look at the password-protected recorded footage. Then they recognized their perpetrator. It was this dummy.
Wow. Like, at least turn off your cameras before you burn your
commit arson.
Right.
Yeah. So, naturally, she was arrested. Unbelievable. She didn't bother to turn off her cameras. can we see your cameras, man? Well, why, sure.
I forgot I had those.
And these cameras are quite clear. They saw her. It's a big ball of fire. Her standing right next to
it. Doesn't show her running away with the gas can.
No, my God. Now, her name is Ann Durham. She is 59 years old.
Oh, my.
Old enough to know better.
Yeah. She was arrested by the Dell City Fire investigators and charged with second-degree arson charges after authorities say she intentionally set the fire to her neighbor's already condemned home on June 10th. Lord have mercy. Ann Durham, dumb Ann Durham, you are the big dummy of the week.
And congratulations, you're our first Oklahoma dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know Oklahoma's proud.
Oh, goodness.
I'm just glad it wasn't Akron.
Oh, yeah. We had a few Akron dummies.
Yeah, they were fine.
Yeah, Akron has been pretty impressive lately.
So luckily, no one was hurt. Okay, no one was hurt.
So she's burning down a condemned house.
Well, yeah, because what happened was the people in this house have been, it's been a crash scene for like drug users,
okay,
vagrants. Mm. And so there's just feud with this woman who owned the house saying, look, you have these people at your house. I'm sick of it, whatever. So she decided she was going to
take it in
her own hands. She grabbed whatever, the grass can and blowtorch, whatever she used. And unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So the moral of the story is, if you're going to commit arson, turn
your cameras off.
So she actually went old school, and she tossed an object lit on fire into the window of the condemned home. It probably was a Molotov cocktail.
So a Molotov cocktail, yeah.
This woman, how do you...
What was that, moonshine with a rag?
Yeah.
You can't... How do you defend that in court?
You can't. Yes, I'm sorry. What's her name?
Ann Durham.
Is that Ms. Durham? Is this you in this video?
No.
No.
She's going to pull the old Shaggy. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. That's a very serious crime. Like, yeah. She's going to jail.
Are these...
For some time.
These your security cameras?
Yeah. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. I've actually been there where you get frustrated, where you really want to do something. Mm-hmm. I understand the feeling of wanting to do something to someone. I do.
Right.
But you can't do that. You just can't do it. You can't.
So are you telling us that you have anger management issue?
Oh, I actually do.
Really?
No. Let me say this.
Well, no. The fact that he hasn't done anything shows that he has proper anger management.
I do. Listen, I've worked with the public for 20 years, and I have not hit anybody.
Well, your hands are registered weapons. So.
that takes skill, right there.
Yeah, and so. I understand the feeling because there are times where you really, really, really want to go there. You just cannot. And growing up in the inner city and going to a school where there was just lots of people who try you all the time, that mentality it stays with you.
Right.
But I just can't go there because I cannot.
Well, if you did, you would at least turn off your security camera.
Wow.
Ashley, have you ever been so angry with somebody that you wanted to do something to them? I mean, put hands on them or...
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to punish myself, but...
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to physically try to fight someone because I think I'd lose in most cases. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you're just going to end up going to jail and like, okay, so these people live in a condemned house with, you know, they're doing drugs or whatever with vagrants coming by. Okay, so their house burned down. Well, it's like they're living in a condemned house anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They have nothing to lose. This woman next door obviously had a lot more to lose. So why she would risk going to jail for 10 years for this?
Right.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And she's going to do hard time. She's going to do some time. She's
gonna like, do some like time. That's what, you know, I don't know what to tell her except, like, lie down with dogs, wake up with fleas.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you try to mess with, like, really, like, scumbag people. I mean, you're just going to burn yourself.
That's a serious crime.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
it's
it is.
Like, you know, you threw something into a house. And arson is, I mean, come on. So...
Yeah, you can do hard time for that. Yeah.
I mean, if she would have called me, I've got the answer for her.
What's that?
Get a good lawyer.
Well,
lawyer up. As it was Oklahoma, pony up, lawyer up.
Yeah. See if you can get a deal. Under 10 years.
Better plea.
Right. Oh yeah. How dare, like, oh, if there's a follow up to this story and she said not guilty, I'm gonna lose my mind.
Yeah, we'll have to follow up with Ann Durham. I'm curious to know what's gonna happen.
I would lose my freaking mind.
The lawyer's gonna probably say, "Look, I can't defend this. You just cop a plea and say you were frustrated.
Oh, she's gonna get pleaded out.
Nobody was hurt.
What if she says not guilty? What would the if you were her lawyer? Like, what would the defense be?
She's a dummy. You can't send
temporary
you can't
insanity.
Send somebody to jail this dumb.
I mean, she's gonna hurt herself.
Yeah, exactly. She couldn't even start her arson properly. I mean, she didn't turn her security cameras off. She's not a bright woman, Your Honor.
Well, right. Then why? And she agreed to hand them over to the police. Like, and you don't exactly. have to.
Yeah. That would be my defense.
Stupid.
I would say, listen, Your Honor, this woman is not bright. Okay, she purposely, in front of her own security cameras, started a fire, and then she gave you the investigators the password. This is clearly not a sharp woman. She needs counseling and not prison.
Oh, that'd be the argument. She couldn't have did this because she's too dumb.
Yes.
The only thing I can think of is she thought maybe that she wasn't in front of her security cameras. That's the only thing. That's
she
the
knows
only
her. Yeah. She knows her.
But she should know it's her house.
She gave the password.
Well, she was so angry that she failed to remember that she was being videotaped. No,
you know, I tell you what.
I'm trying to help her out here. Yeah. I'd take the case.
I would. That would be my defense. I would be like, this woman is not bright.
Right. And I'd take the case because, you know, somebody's got to pay the
She's
lawyer.
Too
right?
stupid to get away with this.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Well, she'd be a menace in prison, so.
But you know, there was a story the other day, and this is a, I don't know her name, but this is a, oh my God, this woman tried to rob a store. She pulled the gun on the clerk. She rested her arm against the, you know, on the counter with the pistol, pointed at the clerk, and she fell asleep.
What?
She fell asleep during the arm robbery. And the clerk came up and snatched the gun from her as she ran off.
How do you fall asleep?
She had, like, narcolepsy.
Maybe she had robbed three people that day and she was tired.
She was tired.
She sat with her arm rested on the counter with the pistol, and she nodded off.
Right.
And it was
probably
either the guy,
high on something.
Yeah, the guy took the gun from her and she ran. It's painful. It's painful. And this is our system is full of these kinds of people, where you have to go to court and explain them because they're not well, or they're on some kind of substance or right. whatever. Right. But yeah, she fell asleep during an armed robbery. This was the other day.
So what are you in for?
I fell asleep during a robbery.
Wow.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Todd Allen Show.
I'm Kira Davis, host of the Just Listen to Yourself podcast. And that's the podcast where I ask you to take your talking points on your favorite hot button issues of the day and draw them out to their logical conclusion. And that's available right here on the FCB Radio Network.
The Todd Allen Show.
Welcome back to the Todd Allen Show. Make sure that you follow the show on social media at Todd Allen Show, TODDALLYN Show, on all social media platforms. Once again, this is Darvio the Kingpin Morrow, the executive producer of the show. And today we are going to take a look back and give everybody a reason to laugh. And we're going to go to the best of you, big dummy. And we're going to jump right back into that right now.
All right. This is one of your homeboys.
Oh my!
Listen, it's not Akron is now the number one dummy city in this segment. It is. It's Akron and any city in Florida.
the state of Florida.
Right? Yep. There's more dummies out of Akron than any other Ohio city. We should give Akron some kind of award or something.
I got nothing.
Yeah. So. All right, so there's an Akron man who was arrested after stealing some food. And, you know, most people, when they steal something, they try to sell the food. But they usually don't try to sell it out in front of the place that they stole it from.
I know the story. Isn't that sad? I know the story.
Yeah, you know this dude, don't you?
No, I know the story. Okay. I just said
Akron.
What's his name?
Titus Higginbottom.
Uh-oh.
It's not like a wealthy guy, don't it?
I might know him.
Titus Higginbottom.
I know the family.
I figured you did, because it's not a common name. Titus
ain't a whole lot of Higginbottoms.
Yeah. Titus Higginbottom.
Dang, dang, dang.
Akron police took a man into custody after he allegedly stole... Oh, God, my phone just died. After he allegedly stole food from the Boiling House and attempted to sell it outside of the restaurant. It's like, isn't that our ribs you're selling? Titus Higginbottom stole the food and bottled water from the seafood restaurant on West Exchange Street, according to police. He then tried to take it outside and sell it in front of the building.
Wait, was it like cooked food?
I don't know.
How do you steal food from a restaurant? You'd have to get it.
You order it first? Let me take some ribs to go.
Are you actually like stealing it from the kitchen or like... swiping food off of the tables or what?
He was a 33-year-old suspect was charged with burglary and theft. Accurate municipal records show that Higginbottom was arraigned Friday morning and is being held on $10,000 bond. Wow. That's a high bond for stealing food.
Wow.
He tried to go outside and sell in front of the building. Dude, you should have went down the street.
Was this a food truck?
No, it was a seafood restaurant.
No, I mean, did he try to sell out of a food truck?
That was another Akron story
that I saw.
Uncooked food?
He went right out on the sidewalk. He said he stole some food. They didn't say.
It's like, wait, you're going to so talk to the people going into the restaurant, like, here, you want to buy some? Like, that's not going to raise red flags?
You know, the stuff that people try to sell is stunning to me.
Well, they're selling it for drug money, usually.
Yeah, yeah. Because in the barbershop, I remember going in a barbershop, and this guy comes in, and he's selling, like, steaks, you know, and all kind of. I'm like, why would I buy a steak from you, dude, in a barbershop? And my mother was in the beauty salon once, and she said some guy came in, and she got real angry because he was selling women's, like, underwear.
Ew.
Like, why would somebody buy women's underwear from a dude come walking in the salon, dude? I mean, really? But people are trying to sell anything.
Well, yeah, and it's when they're desperate for quick cash.
Selling food outside of the restaurant.
This is really dumb.
Yeah, he's a dummy. Titus Higginbottom, Todd's boy.
Oh, wow.
You are the big dummy of the week.
He's just from Akron.
But you know the family, right?
Stop.
Ain't that Otis Higginbottom's boy?
You laugh. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, doing some of the research, I mean, there might be some, you know, some history there.
Yeah. Yep. Akron ain't that big. So, you know, and being the Higginbottoms, it's not like Williams.
Right.
Akron has a lot of dummies, man. I don't look for these stories. I'm telling you, I don't.
They disappear in your...
I'm telling you, you're going to find... It's funny that we never get, like, too many dummy stories from, like, that don't pop up, say, from New York or, like, L.A. We had an L.A. dummy story once.
Yeah, well, but we don't look hard enough for New York. As big as New York is, I'm sure there's a lot of them.
Yeah, but they don't come up in your feed. New York people do violent, crazy stuff. Like, but, like, really dumb stuff, you know?
It just means that there's not a lot to do in Akron, right? You know, I mean, what goes through your mind to say, okay, well, let me go in here and get this food and then go outside in front of the store and sell it, right?
You know, I just...
I mean, I've heard of instances, especially, you know, here in Cleveland, I've heard of instances where food miraculously falls off of a truck or something, and then people are selling the stuff out of their trunk. I mean, I hear that all the time, but not...
See, that's not where I would go to buy food. I wouldn't trust a steak that fell off a truck, and now some guy is selling it out of his pickup.
You've never heard of that?
I've heard of it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying I wouldn't buy it.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, I was always worried, like, there's a company that's called Swans that drive around and they sell food out of their, you know, steaks and things like that out of their truck. And, you know, because there's a company behind it, you think, okay, well, that meat's got to be good or something like that. So, but, you know, it just depends on how quickly they got it out of the truck, you know.
No. and it's like buying stuff from people who have obviously stolen it. To me, it's just bad.
Well, it's illegal, isn't it?
Well, it's illegal, but you know there's a whole market for it in certain places.
Yes,
you know,
of course. But I know somebody that bought something regularly from a guy who stole from them, that who stole it, not for them specifically, but he would come around and buy stuff from them. Because once you buy something from them once, they'll keep coming back.
Yeah.
And you give them incentive to go steal more stuff.
Like Hustle Man.
Yeah, exactly. So this person bought some stuff from the guys, and they stole the stuff back from them that they sold them.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
When you live on the ground floor of an apartment, you're vulnerable.
Yeah.
So they sell you some stuff, and then they come back and steal it and sell it to somebody else.
Yeah.
That's why you shouldn't deal with people like
that. No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, and then you know, you don't want the heat that comes out. I mean, what happened? So, for example, this guy, Higginbottom, sells stuff out of
just
the trunk.
Call him Titus. You're on a first name basis. So call him Titus.
T Hig. So T Hig, right, goes in and he steals his food. What happens when the police show up and see you buying the stuff? Now, are you an accomplice? Are you
well, yeah, you can say you didn't know. You can say you didn't know.
I think it's pretty obvious.
But you can't trace the food, though, unless it's got a package with cereal.
Well, they traced it. They knew it was coming out of that building that he was standing in front of.
Yeah, but the store probably said, hey, that dude got our ribs in his hand. You know? No, but you know, you can say, hey, I didn't know it was stolen. I'm just buying some ribs.
I'm sure that's a common defense for people that, you know, have gotten caught charges for receiving stolen goods.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah. You know, what is that?
I mean, it would be hard to prove in a lot of cases.
Yeah, but you're like buying food. You don't buy food. Like, you don't know, like, if he's selling you perishables, you don't know if he had it for like a month, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's why I wouldn't buy that.
Yeah.
You don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah. That's
steaks for $5. Steaks.
$5 for a ribeye.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, my brother told me years ago, he worked at, remember York Steakhouse?
Oh, yeah.
He saw those York Steakhouse. They were stealing steaks out of the freezer. And of course, you know, I don't know how much those cost in a box, but you didn't pay anything for them. So, yeah, you get them for $5. $10.
Yeah.
You know, you got four or five boxes, you know.
You knew somebody who was doing that?
Well, that's what he told me about back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, that's why you don't have those restaurants.
I said it that way. I said you knew somebody because I didn't want to implement, you know, I didn't want to imply that your brother did that.
No. He would just tell me because that's why they don't have a lot of these stores in the hood anymore because they couldn't keep stuff in inventory.
And you know what else you don't see in the hood?
What?
Starbucks.
Oh, God, no.
Thugs ain't there are no coffee. Starbucks in the hood.
No.
What's up with that?
Thugs ain't drinking coffee,
man. We
drink
coffee, man.
Look, give me a latte, fool.
Yeah. I mean, we drink coffee. You know, they drink a lot of that McDonald's coffee, that McDonald's coffee.
And nah, listen,
McDonald's is in the hood.
When latte come in 40-ounce cups, maybe.
Wow, that was harsh, Khalid. That was... Wow.
Look, I grew up.
Yeah, it's a joke. Well. You used to manage comics. And that's where it came from. So,
look, I grew up on this side of town. I know what people do.
Yeah. You know, I go up to Starbucks and ask it for, I don't even know what the sizes are. I mean,
it's
small, medium, and large.
No, it's
right?
But not large, it's vente.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. So I have to be Italian, you know, in order to order.
I don't know what that word means, but it's large.
Yeah, give me the biggest coffee. I mean, having that special, those special names and all that. But I mean, you're spending, what is it, $6 for a vente?
whatever they call it.
That's,
yeah. But back in the day, because you remember they had department stores. Remember Giant Tigers? No, you don't remember Giant. You remember Giant Tigers? Yeah, Giant Tigers. They had.
Was that a Cleveland thing?
Yeah.
You know I'm from Akron.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's not part of Ohio.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know if T. Hig knows about that though.
But Giant Tigers was like a department store. You know?
Was it a department store?
Oh, yeah.
Or like
it,
a department
it was right
store?
On St. Clair.
Was it like an apartment?
No, it was a department store, but it wasn't huge, but it was pretty decent size.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go get all kind of
stuff.
Was it
like
there.
Dots or something?
No, it was bigger than that. But you could get toys, you can get clothes, you can get stuff.
Oh, so it was like the first Walmart, you know, Walmart
sort
with
of.
A
exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And people used to get all steal all kind of stuff out of there. You know, I'm sure. I mean, listen.
But they didn't sell it right out front of the store.
No, they sold it to people they knew.
Yeah.
You know.
So you know, Akron, we're known for that. I guess. Yeah. You know? We're the first ones to come up with that.
More to come. We'll be right back.
The Todd Allen Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Acton, Director of the Ohio Department of Health. To prevent coronavirus spread, wash your hands often, cough or sneeze into your sleeve, don't touch your face, and do stay home if you're sick.
The Todd Allen Show.
Welcome back. Let's keep the laughs going with the best of you, Big Dummy.
Now, this is in Michigan, okay? So, I guess criminals, used to put a little work into their craft. They used to like stake out places and kind of carefully select their targets. They used to do that. They used to put the work in before they went and just like did stuff. You know, You know, they kind of planned stuff before they did it. Now, okay, so you have these two, you know, just obviously they're shoplifters. People shoplift. Usually, you don't pick a day where it's shop with a cop day at the store. These two women were caught shoplifting from Target, and it happened to be shop with a cop day. So it was police all over the store. They picked the worst day of the year to shoplift. They stole $900 worth of electronics during shop with a cop day.
Wow.
Did you actually see the signs that said shop with a cop?
Or notice the number of police officers walking around?
Oh, my God. 15 police officers from the 4 police departments in the Detroit area were at the Target that Wednesday. Did you not see it? Was there a single cop car in the parking lot?
Well, since it was Target, they thought it was costume day.
and the sad thing about it, these two women, and I won't say whether they were black or white because that's immaterial. One was 40 and one was 18.
Oh, my goodness.
40 and 18. So you got an old dummy and a younger dummy.
Old school and new school.
Kiana Wilson and Dana Johnson from Detroit. And I won't say whether they were black or white. But Kiana Wilson and Dana Johnson were also at the store. And the loss prevention officer reportedly watched the surveillance cameras as the women loaded their cart with 2 Apple Watches, iPads, and Nintendo gaming systems. See, this is stuff for resale. They're going to resell this stuff. The women allegedly walked right past the registers without paying. However, they never made it out of the store. The loss prevention officer actually apprehended them. They then asked for police assistance. Sergeant Michael Mondo, who organized the shop with a cop event, told the Detroit Free Press the police officers were only about 20 feet away when they tried to walk out the store. Wow. 20 feet away from cops, and you're just trying to walk out of the store with some stuff.
They thought by not making eye contact, they'd
get
out of
there. Oh, my God.
Don't look. And maybe he can't see me.
And this is, makes it even worse. They're real dummies. The women both reportedly knew the officers were on the premises because Johnson even complimented them, saying how generous the cops were with their time.
Stupid.
Wow.
So she knew the cops were there, but they figured they were so good that they could somehow, you know, just get past them.
In the carts. I mean, it didn't say that they put it underneath clothing or anything. They actually had it in shopping carts and were going to push the shopping carts past.
And here's the thing. Johnson's bail is reportedly set at $250,000.
Wow.
Due to her past criminal history. Yeah. And Wilson's is $20,000. So
Wilson is the younger one.
Yes.
Okay.
And this story was from 3 weeks ago, so they probably are still in jail.
So she's an OG.
I
did it say anything about what she did, like what her criminal history
no,
was?
No, it did not. And this, you knew the police were there, and you decided to do this anyway?
Well, that's bold.
It's dumb. It's bold. And now you $250,000. Now, these women obviously are not going to come up with $250,000 or $20,000 respectively to pay their bail. They're probably still in court. I mean, still in jail.
I would assume it's one of those bills you'd be able to put 10%. But where is she going to get 25?
Well, maybe they can steal some stuff and sell it. it's just ridiculous.
That's funny.
So. What were their names again? How do you close this segment, sir? You
got Kiana Wilson.
That's right.
And Dana Johnson. You are the big dummies of the week. Of the year, actually, so far.
Well, yeah.
They're so far.
This year, you know, they're, wow.
I just can't believe this. You know the police were there, and you decide you're going to steal anyway?
How did they think they would get away with it?
I just don't
understand. Maybe it's some kind of challenge for them. Like, they wanted to just
the officers are here today.
I'm still going to go steal stuff anyway.
Yeah. And I've dealt with shoplifters. I'm going to tell you, it's sad. Women steal more than men do because they have more stuff to steal.
Oh, you're going to get some.
Wait, don't say
you're
that.
Get some hate.
Red Lobster might not sponsor
you're
us.
You're going to get some hate mail from
they
now.
They do. I'm sorry. And they have this way of... They have this way of flipping things around on you when you're caught. So they have
give us an example so you can prove that you're not just a chauvinist.
Okay.
Yeah. Before you hit them with your flashlight.
Okay. So if you actually catch them, so what they will do is they'll start to play the victim. They'll start to say, well, why are you following me?
Well, give a personal story. Because I know you've
well, I've caught this. Well, there was two women stealing. And women steal a lot of lingerie from Victoria's Secret. That's a big target.
So this is at one of your old jobs?
Yeah, one of my old jobs. So it was one woman who was pregnant and one who was not. The one who wasn't got away. The one who wasn't kind of tried to blend into the crowd, but we knew who she was. So I followed her to safe distance. She was trying to get to an exit to meet her girlfriend, who obviously was circling around to pick her up so they can get away. So I followed her at a safe distance, 40, 50 feet. She couldn't lose me. So she turned around and she confronted me. I said, why are you all following people? I said, well, I can walk.
Did she do her neck like you just
yeah,
did?
She did.
People can't see that.
Yeah.
Right.
So she's like, I said, well, I can walk anywhere in the store I want. She said, but you're following me. I said, you can think that. I'm just walking, you know. So she says, well, she starts cursing, you know, and I said, well, could you watch your language, you know, because she's getting loud. She said, well, you know, I said, because I'm going to call the police. She said, well, you know, my father's a cop, and blah, blah, blah. So she goes off in this act. I said, you know what, I'm going to call the cops if you don't calm down. And she said, well, go ahead and call the police, and I'm going to tell them you threatened to kill me.
Wow.
She told
wow.
me right to my face, wow. I'm going to lie on you, essentially. Mm-hmm. So when the cops showed up,
did she say
she went to the next level. Since she was pregnant, she started to get a little hyper, and we had to call EMS to come have her vitals checked out. So after that, all of that theatrical performance, the whole theatrical performance, the EMS said, okay, she's fine. So naturally, now you're dealing with a double victim. You're dealing with a woman, well, actually three. She was a black pregnant woman who was having issues. So you have to treat her with the
same kind of way. Did she say you threatened to kill her?
She told the cops not that, but she told them I was mean, I was rude, I was all these sorts of things. So she didn't want to talk to me.
Well, I mean, that was not incorrect. I mean, Ashley, I mean, don't you think he's kind of those things?
No.
That's right. Give it one more week.
So she was not happy with me. And she didn't want to talk to me. She didn't want me to take her information. So the cops had to come. They all had to treat her a certain kind of way because she's pregnant. So we didn't catch her with anything, but her girlfriend obviously picked her up and they got away. And she called and complained about me a couple of days later because we banned her from the mall. And then she decided to call back and complain. And then they told her, well, pending an investigation, you can come back. And I said,
an investigation.
Yeah, I said, well, you just rewarded bad behavior.
Right.
These people are professional thieves. They know how to turn it on. They go all over the town and they go to different places and they steal and they just make their rounds every couple of weeks and then they sell this stuff on Instagram.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Todd Allen Show. Show. The Todd Allen Show.
Okay. Unfortunately, you know, we have dummies in every profession, including law enforcement. FBI agent whose gun accidentally went off inside nightclub is identified. So this week, this guy who was in nightclub, he's been identified as Chase Bishop from the Washington, D.C. FBI office. He was doing his Denny Terrio, John Travolta impression in a nightclub. But then he decided to top it all off with a backflip. His pistol fell out of his back. So let me read this to you. Off-duty FBI agent whose weapon discharged at a Denver nightclub has been identified as Chase Bishop of the Bureau's Washington, D.C. field office, or Washington field office. Law enforcement sources told CBS News Bishop was apparently on a personal trip in Denver when his weapon went off Sunday after he did a flip while dancing, wounding another person in the leg.
Oh my God.
So he picked up his gun and it went off and he shot some guy in the leg. The name of the victim has not been yet released, but authorities said the suspect is okay. It is on video.
Oh, he's going to be paid.
Oh, yeah. CBS Denver reports that Bishop was taken to the Denver Police Department headquarters and later released to an FBI supervisor. I would love to have been in that car when they were leaving. Possible charges are pending. Lab results to determine whether alcohol was a factor, along with forensic
evidence.
The FBI is conducting an internal investigation into the incident. Among options are termination, suspension, or reprimand. Witnesses say at the city's Mile High Spirits tasting room.
Okay. I wonder if alcohol was a factor.
At the Mile High City Spirits tasting room? I don't think so. They heard the victim shouting for help as paramedics rushed to the scene. I go out to have a good time dancing with some friends, and someone gets shot 5 feet from me, Kara Chancellor said, CBS. So the nightclub later issued a statement saying that the agent was carrying the loaded firearm without their knowledge. See, he's supposed to check in as a law enforcement officer when you go into a place with a weapon. I work with police and Secret Service and everybody. When they come into a location, they're supposed to check in with the security or the staff.
I want to know why he just
wait.
To
clarify, you said even when they're off duty?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Even when you're off duty, no matter what.
Yeah, just like when I worked at an airport once where all the police officers, FBI agents, Secret Service would have to check in and say, mm-hmm. hey, I have a weapon, here's mm-hmm. my ID. Then you go through a vetting security process.
Clearance.
So this moron was just having a good time showing off for the ladies.
Didn't
and
even
now
check
for,
in.
Now for my backflip, ladies. And he did a backflip, and his gun fell out on the floor.
That was a good 007 like move.
Old, no, you know what? That reminds me of like one of those old stupid cartoons, like pew, with the stupid animal in the cartoon. Right, yeah. Like the pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, so, what are you doing?
Chase Bishop, you are the big dummy of the month.
All time great.
Yeah, I was about to say he should go in the Big Dummy Hall of Fame.
Oh, he does. At the end of the year, we're gonna have a Big Dummy of the Year, and he's already in like in the top two.
So Rania, what are your thoughts about the dancing FBI shooter?
Yeah, I just think if you're working for the government, you know, it's cool that you can dance, but just make sure you don't have your gun in your pocket when you're doing it.
But here's my question: who still does backflips on the dance floor? What is this, 1984?
Chase Bishop does.
What was he drinking?
And I heard a story that said that some woman earlier in the night had asked him, "Is that a gun in your pocket? Or
are you happy
to see me?"
Dun, dun, dun.
At Khalid Namar.
That was actually
so. He was being objectified by a woman, right?
Hashtag him too.
Right.
How stupid? How stupid can you? Excuse,
you remember that line from Blazing Saddles? Now, excuse me while I whip this out.
Pew, 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 pew.
Unbelievable! Unbelievable!
Oh my goodness.
Chase Bishop.
I couldn't wait for you to do that. Because as a matter of fact, shout out Jessica Lavish from the Outlaws.
She did.
She tagged you in on social media.
She put it on my radar.
Do they say how old this guy was?
He was 34.
34.
So old enough to know better.
What do you predict is going to happen? Termination?
They're going to fire him. They're going to fire him.
Is he going to jail? Do you think he's going to spend any time in jail?
No, but they're going to fire him. And he won't be able to, he'll be a crossing guard in Denver for the next few years.
The Todd Allen Show. Show.
Todd Allen Radio. Sit back, enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Todd Allen Show, the best of you, big dummy. I'm Darvio Kingpin Morrow, executive producer of the Todd Allen Show. And stay tuned. One of my all-time favorite you, big dummies, is coming up a little bit later in the show. But in the meantime, let's jump right back into it.
Okay. Well, this happens quite a bit. And I'm not picking on this particular state.
Is it Florida?
Yes, it is.
They seem to always make the list.
An inordinate number of cases of weird things, particularly the dummies we have on the show, a disproportionate number come from the South. And Florida is the number one leading state for idiots, and we thank Florida. Okay, so Florida man who pretended to be cop, he was pulling people over for all sorts of things, maybe to rob them and, you know, whatever he was trying to do. You can pretty much figure out how this story ends, right? He pulled over a real cop.
Oh, God. That's even better. What was he pulling people over for? What was the purpose behind it? Was he trying to steal from them?
Yeah, well, let's find out. Matthew Joseph Harris, 26.
He sure doesn't look like a cop.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, he looks like a parolee, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Florida man was arrested for allegedly impersonating a police officer after he tried to pull over a driver who was a real detective. According to Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, Matthew Joseph Harris, 26, activated red and blue lights on the grill of his 2007 SUV on April 7th to pull over a vehicle. Harris didn't know the driver of the car was an undercover detective with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. According to the Tampa Bay Times, the detective didn't pull over, and Harris turned off the red and blue lights and passed the driver. The detective called 911, and Harris was pulled over by sheriff's deputies a short time later. After searching his vehicle, the deputy found a realistic-looking airsoft pistol in the holster and law enforcement light bar installed in his SUV. The sheriff said it's not clear how many times Harris pulled people over. Anyone who believes they were a victim should contact authorities. Harris told police he installed the light so he could get through heavy traffic, report the Tampa Bay Times. Oh, my God. And this says in this Hillsborough Sheriff's County Twitter account, not Twitter, but Instagram. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Facebook post. When 26-year-old Matthew Joseph Harris decided to play cop, turn on his red and blue lights and pull somebody over, he had no idea the other driver was a real undercover HCSO detective. Deputies did a real traffic stop on Harris, and he mentions the things that they found. And they're still trying to determine if he's ever victimized anyone, if he's robbed them, and God forbid, anything worse.
Well, it's hard to imagine he was just doing this for fun. Can you imagine?
Well,
like,
you've always said that people are just not well.
No, they're not. They're not well.
Can you imagine, like, putting a fake light on your car and just pulling people over and being like, can I see the license?
I can't imagine what would
there
be
had to be
in
some kind of, like, motive for it, though, you'd think. If there's not, that's even worse.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Well, here's the thing.
How old was he?
26.
26. So maybe this is, I don't know, the Dungeons and Dragons and make-believe type stuff. I don't know.
Well, something tells me that when they search his home, they're going to find more things. Maybe things that he's stolen from people, that he's robbed people of. You're going to find a lot of things in his,
boxes
drugs.
With duct
drugs.
Tape and
yeah.
Who knows?
I hope not.
He looks like he's on some goofy stuff.
Yeah. But there's just so many people out there. You look at his mugshot. He looks like a real loser. You know?
Yes, he does.
Wow.
Yeah.
People don't take mugshots, like they're taking prom pictures. So,
but I mean it's not even just.
No, you can tell. Just at it.
Even if a person who's normally a dignified person gets arrested, they don't look like this. You know, even if they look sad, this guy looks like he's had a really, really bad life.
Looks better than James Brown's mugshot.
Because he doesn't have any hair. But this guy is absolutely, and this happens quite a bit. If you do a search of a person pulls over a real cop, fake cop pulls over a real cop, it happens fairly often.
Mm-hmm.
And because think of all the cars on the road and the luck you would have to pull over somebody who's off duty.
Wow. Yeah, that's a point. Yeah.
And it also suggests he's done this a lot of times. Mm-hmm.
With these lights.
Finally get caught.
Yeah. And unfortunately, some women have been assaulted and worse from these kind of folks. And I think that that should be a harsher penalty, in my opinion. If you do it like that, you should be, seriously, you can't impersonate a police officer.
Right.
You know, we did a story a couple of years ago, I don't know if you remember, on this show, where this guy was using his a police courtesy badge or something to go into strip clubs.
Not donut shop, strip clubs. Huh?
Yeah, he wanted to get free drinks and stuff, so he'd go into the store.
This is Florida as well.
No, you know what? It's so funny. Even though that story we did on the show, I actually know somebody who did something like that.
Really?
But it wasn't a police badge. It was a security badge.
A friend of yours?
It wasn't a friend of mine. I just knew him.
Oh, okay.
Knew of him. But he wanted to go. He would go into strip clubs, and he would kind of use this uniform to get, drinks and I don't know what else he was getting. But
conducting research.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just people are just dumb. You know, it's like, dude, you're in uniform in a strip club trying to get benefits with your security uniform on, your security badge.
Oh, they said a lot of undercover cops, they send them on these sting operations to strip clubs to see if they're breaking the law. Because, you know, states have all these regulations about, you know, if you can touch the dancers or if they have to wear pasties. So, right. Yeah, I'm sure it's a real hard job to go in there and sit there for weeks at a time.
Stake out.
Yeah, breaking the regulations, and then they bust the place.
What do? You like you carry a whistle with you, and you see a violation, you like blow the whistle like a referee, throw a flag.
They go in there every night for like weeks, mm-hmm. and then they bust them. So I'm sure that you know they're taking their jobs really seriously.
See, that is a waste of man hours, and they could be out doing something else.
Well, that's why they're. I mean, yeah, it's all like the titillation factor.
I wonder, is there a fight over who has strip club duty in the police station? No, you did it last week, Rudy.
Well, that's why there's so many laws around strip club. You know, somebody has to go in and make sure they're following the rules, and then they got an excuse to be there.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yes.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Todd Allen Show. Show.
I'm Dr. Amy Acton, and I'm director of the Ohio Department of Health. Really important that you have access to the most reliable, trusted source of information. Please come to our website, coronavirus.ohio.gov.
The Todd Allen Show.
I've often said, yeah, you know, I admit I'm a man, and oftentimes men are stupid and quite so often clueless about things. So this gentleman, okay, he's a romantic. He wants to propose to his girlfriend. Okay.
Okay.
Romantic. Nice, right? So basically he wants to buy her a customized ring. Nice. The only problem is the ring was for his ex-girlfriend. So this customized ring was something he had in mind for his ex-girlfriend. He wanted to basically say, okay, I'm not with her, but I'm with you. Here's the ring. But it wasn't customized for the current girlfriend. So she basically said, hell no, I'm not taking it.
Where did you find this story?
This is on Fox News website. Yeah, so anyway, here it goes. So the bride-to-be wasn't expecting her something old to be her engagement ring. And said a concerned woman took to Reddit seeking advice after she learned her boyfriend was planning to propose to her with an engagement ring he had custom made for his ex-girlfriend.
Wow. Wait, so he bought the ring for another woman and she rejected it? Or?
Apparently they had broken up and he had still had the ring. You know, like it was made from an overseas jeweler. So basically it was already there. So he just said, okay, I'll just use the same ring for this one. And the girlfriend said, hell to the no.
Honestly, I wouldn't really care. I mean,
no,
as long as the ex-girlfriend or whoever never wore it or didn't get married with it or anything.
So he had asked her, would she be okay with the secondhand ring? He said it'd just been sitting in his cupboard. And he and his ex were together for 4 years. He had planned to propose to her. However, the proposal did not happen because the girl had broken his heart again and again. So he just kept the ring. And basically he's in a new relationship and he says, well, okay, I got this ring over here. Would you mind, you know?
That's tacky. I mean, he should have just not told her.
Yes,
I'm
sure.
You know, with women and all their investigative skills, she probably would have found out somehow.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think we put way too much thought and effort and money into wedding rings and not into the actual marriage.
Yeah.
I think there's way too much emphasis on it. I think it's kind of a dumb tradition. But I mean, he should have just returned the ring and bought another one, to be honest. I don't know if he could, but I mean, to say, oh, hey, I had this ring made for my ex. You want it?
Yeah. It's like, really, it's like an afterthought, right?
Right.
Yeah. And it's so funny that she confessed. She says something in her heart just can't get over the fact that the ring was originally made for someone else in mind. He assured me that she never wore it, but I just don't want something that wasn't made for me. Am I being unreasonable? I want to know ladies, if you're hearing this story, hit me up on Facebook, Khalid Namar, you know me, or
Ashley Herzog.
Hit us up on Facebook, let us know. Would you take a ring from a man that was originally made for his ex? and you knew it. You knew it was proposal was coming. What would you say? Would you reject the ring?
See, I
would
take love to know. I mean, I don't really care. I just think it's a dumb tradition. The fact that we're custom designing rings, they used to just all look the same.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a piece of rock. It's a relatively cheap and abundant piece of rock. It's just controlled by a monopoly. So supposedly, that's what I've read. That's what I've heard.
And hit us up. You can hit us up on the Todd Allen Show, ALLYN, on Facebook as well. So Khalid Namar, or the Todd Allen Show, or Ashley Herzog, hit us up. And Ashley, people on Reddit, because she asked for advice on Reddit, were basically saying she wasn't being unreasonable.
I'm sure a lot of people. See, I don't think she's being unreasonable. I think it's just an unreasonable cultural expectation.
Because one girl says, no girl, you're not being unreasonable. Rings carry stories and history, one person commented. Quote, I like to think of myself as a practical person who was not superstitious, but hell no, for the failed past relationship, bad juju ring. I can imagine with your boyfriend on the ring being a total financial loss, but there are plenty of other practical and reasonable price rings, ring options he could purchase for you with you in mind, another wrote. For his ex, a customized ring that was so special, he couldn't source it locally and flew overseas to get it. For you, an unused ring sitting around in the cupboard, one wrote, because before he had gotten a ring for his ex-girlfriend that was from overseas. So he said she had broken his heart again and again.
Yeah.
Which is, so he had actually bought two rings for the ex. But this last one he had sitting in the cupboard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I'm interested to know what the ladies think about this.
No, I mean, just knowing like how most women act about engagement rings, he should have known better.
Yeah.
It's almost like is he still hung up on this ex? Is he trying to spite her? Like, what's that about? Like, just sell the ring or something and start fresh.
But I wonder, how did she find out about it? That's what I wonder.
He must have told her.
Yeah. She said he found out he was proposing to her with this ring. I wonder, it did say he asked her, would you mind? But I wonder, did she know in advance that was going to happen? Because it says she found out. So it's kind of confusing there whether or not he asked her, would you mind, or whether she knew in advance from somewhere else, because, you know, people would investigate. So,
yeah.
But that is, I hate to call the guy a dummy, but yeah.
Well, he is.
He is a dummy.
For not knowing that this is the exact reaction he was going to
get.
Yeah. It's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? Would you propose with a ring made for another woman?
Hell no. And if I did, I wouldn't mention it.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't.
Don't tell her.
Some things you don't tell. That's the
weird part that it doesn't make sense to me. Like, what is he still like? He's hung up on this woman,
yeah.
Or he's trying to like, you know, hoping it'll be posted on social media and she'll see it. Like, oh, here's the ring that I had made for you. Some other woman's wearing it. It seems very weird to me.
Yeah, I think so. It is, because she went on and to get advice online, and a lot of people are obviously saying, oh no, 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 no. But he maybe. I wonder how long he knew her, because you would know, if you know your fiance or your significant other long enough, you would know, oh no, there's no way they would go for this.
Right.
You know, you would think, you know, wow.
I mean, yes, he's definitely a dummy. He's a dummy for telling her. He's a dummy for trying to pull this off with no problems.
Right.
It's like, come on, use your head a little bit.
Yeah. See, so there's a such thing as too much honesty sometimes.
Yes,
yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah.
But speaking of what you said about the whole financial investment in the wedding and all this stuff.
Yeah, it's too much.
Someone told me a story recently. Somebody they knew had a wedding and they lived in another state. They had a wedding for like $500,000. And the wedding lasted, I mean, the marriage lasted about a year.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, seriously, that's all these celebrities. Like, how much do you think Kim Kardashian's wedding to that basketball player guy costs? Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that was, and that to me.
Their priorities are wrong.
That was a scam, the Kardashian wedding.
Yeah, and he sued her to get his money back.
Yeah, he was a prop, and I'll tell you why it's a scam. Kim Kardashian, say what you want about her, she's a marketing genius. I mean, the amount of money she gets coming in from different endorsements and marketing, she is, and what she learned, and I personally, sorry if this offends people, I cannot stand news about the royals. We are not a British territory anymore.
I don't care about the royals either.
I cannot stand anything about the royals. So I lived through the first royal wedding, 1980, with Princess Diana and Charles. I lived through the second royal wedding they had years later with Camilla. And this one, I don't care about the royals. I do not care. So what happened was she realized something very important about America. They love weddings.
Yeah.
So we don't have royalty technically, but she decided, hey, let's have a wedding because it's going to be a big TV event. That wedding raised $17 million.
I'm sure it did.
$17 million.
So you think she married Chris Humphreys just to make money off?
Absolutely. He was a pigeon. Because and then surprisingly enough, the wedding, the marriage did not last, but 90 days, it was annulled or something.
It was like 78 days or something.
It was all a prop. He was a prop. The wedding was a TV deal, a money-making deal, because she knows we love weddings. And we've never had an American.
And you're right. She did do that right after the royal wedding.
Yeah. Brilliant idea.
It was like a couple months later. Yeah.
Because it was all the pageantry, which people love. The television. I mean, it's all this money that came in. It was a brilliant marketing idea. But you're right. People put a lot of money into the whole marriage and the wedding, shall I say. And it usually is a bad sign.
Yeah. I agree. You don't have your priorities straight.
Yeah. So what do you think about women who get engaged and the wedding the wedding falls off, right? Falls apart. And do you think they should keep the ring?
It depends. If she wants to call it off, she should absolutely give the ring back. Mm-hmm. It's just courtesy. I can't imagine keeping a ring if you had changed your mind about getting married. If he's like cheating on you or like just suddenly says, never mind, I don't feel like doing this. I would keep it. I mean, I would sell it and take the money and
go buy something nice
for myself or invest in my own future. If it depends. It depends on what his behavior was like. If it was, I don't know how you can respectfully call off a wedding.
Well, I found out recently from somebody that there was somebody a groom who left the bride at the altar on the day of the wedding. This was here in Cleveland.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard stories like that. Yeah. I mean, it just depends. It's a judgment call. I wouldn't keep a ring. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't. I would never do that.
Ladies, what do you think about that? Would you keep the ring? You can let us know that too.
Yeah. Let us know on Facebook.
Yeah. Let us know on Facebook. Would you keep the ring?
The Todd Allen Show. Show.
I'm Kira Davis, host of the Just Listen to Yourself podcast, and that's the podcast where I ask you to take your talking points on your favorite hot-button issues of the day and draw them out to their logical conclusion. And that's available right here on the FCB Radio Network.
The Todd Allen Show.
This comes from our favorite state for crazy stories, Florida. The headline is, a Brooksville woman arrested for throwing frozen pork chop at boyfriend.
Wow.
And it says, a Brooksville woman was arrested over the weekend after deputies say she hit her boyfriend with a frozen pork chop. Pasco County deputies say the incident involving 48-year-old Jennifer Broussard happened Friday night in Brooksville. According to an arrest report, Broussard was the victim, and the victim got into an argument around 9:45 in their home. At some point during the argument, deputies say Broussard threw a frozen pork chop at the victim. The pork chop hit the man in the eyebrow and caused about a half-inch laceration.
Ooh. That's going to need stitches.
So she nailed him with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so disrespectful. Did Why she eating with a pork chop?
That I mean, can you imagine going to the hospital and being like,
how do you explain that?
I got hit with a pork chop.
Well, we know she's not Muslim.
She might be. That's why she threw it out.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant to say. We know she might be Muslim.
Wasn't either. It didn't say what the argument was about at all?
No, it doesn't. It just says that they got into it about something. And she decided, can you imagine, what was going through her head? My boyfriend's pissing me off, so I'm just going to open the freezer.
But what could he have possibly done, though, for real, to warrant to be, you know?
Let's ask the woman in the room. What would be something that a man would do that would be that would justify throwing a pork chop at him?
So disrespectful. Just so.
Honestly, I wouldn't throw a frozen pork chop.
What would you throw?
Nothing. I don't throw stuff.
Okay.
I'm not one of those types.
Are you, she throw them hands.
Are you licensed to carry?
No.
Oh, okay. Good.
Well,
so you're good.
No comment.
Okay. Right. That's right. That's right, Ashley. Don't put it out there. Right? Let them surprise them.
You have to keep them guessing.
Right. Got to keep them guessing. Is she strapped?
Right.
She might be strapped today.
You know, that's got to be the worst feeling ever.
Get hit by that pork chop?
Yeah, that's frozen at that.
How do you tell your boys? You get around your boys and they'll be like, man, what happened to you, man?
Man.
And you need stitches. You got stitches on your eye.
I got to jump. I was just saying.
And here's the thing. You had to get hit with the bone part. You know what I mean? Because if you get hit with frozen, the meat part, the bone part.
Even if it was frozen solid.
If it's frozen solid, it probably wouldn't even matter at that point. But the fact that she had, that she was very accurate in what she did is another part of that story that kind of is like,
wow. May not have been her first time.
Evidently not. I'm wondering, was she like a softball pitcher or something? Or, you know, you never know.
Have you ever been hit with any frozen food or anything, like a rock or anything? Have you ever been hit by a rock?
No.
What about you, Darvio?
By a woman?
But just period.
Yeah. No. And by a woman, no. I've been hit in the face.
What about
a woman?
Oh.
But well, never like with an object.
I can recall. You got slapped with an open hand.
Did you call the police when that happened?
Man, I was so mad. I ran out of the house. I was at her house, so I was like, I had to go.
You didn't call the police, did you?
I didn't call the police.
Okay.
I didn't call the police.
Stitches get stitches.
So you got.
But I had to get out of the house though.
You got slapped with an open hand or a close?
No,
hand?
It was a close.
Ooh, you got punched.
Yep.
Slapped.
Yeah, because that's the ultimate disrespect.
Oh yeah.
Was it a one piece or a two piece?
It was a one because when it happened, I was like, okay, I got to get out of here. And I booked out. I got out of the house.
So how old were you when this happened?
21,
oh,
two,
really? How old was she?
About 24.
So you got beat up by a woman?
Older woman at that.
Y'all can say whatever
y'all. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Y'all can say whatever y'all want.
Hey, you know what?
Even at that age, I wasn't catching no case. I'm getting the hell out of here. I just had to
take
that
hit. Beat up by a cougar.
I can empathize with this gentleman getting hit in the eye with a frozen object. When I was young, I was about 10 years old, and we used to do rock fights.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, literally just take rocks and throw at one another, right? So
that's right, y'all didn't have toys back then, right?
I'm from Akron. Sure.
Wait. Y'all did what?
We had a rock fight. It was a rock fight. And so it was my buddy Derek Rucker. You know, we were having a rock fight. Shout out to Derek Rucker. So we were having a rock fight, and he threw a rock over the garage. And at the time when he threw the rock over the garage, I happened to look up.
Oh.
Hit me right between the eyes.
Oh.
Hit me right between the eyes.
He was messed up.
And I still have the little bump right between my eyes. And so that was the only time in my life that I had some sense knocked into me. Right?
Oh, wow.
It's like, this is what, and then it, you know, I became very aware. It's like, why am I throwing rocks?
I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel the pain this gentleman getting hit in the eye with.
From the hood of Cleveland. I don't
feel that type of pain.
We used to slap box, but we never did nothing like that.
Hey, well, you should be used to getting punched in the face.
That has to be the most disrespectful thing ever.
What's that, getting slapped?
Open hand slap is definitely disrespectful. But getting hit by frozen pork chop, I think that's like up there with that.
More than getting spit on, I think that's the most disrespectful
thing. Disrespectful thing is definitely just getting spit on is number one.
Yeah.
Open hand slap is number two. Number three, getting hit by a frozen pork chop.
Right. I mean,
why can't I get hit by some steak?
Right. It's got to be pork.
Got to be pork
or some chicken.
Got to be a pork chop.
You know I don't eat pork.
Got to be a piece of swine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know I don't eat pork. Right. You don't disrespect me like this.
So I mean,
that's what I'm looking at it as.
So who's the big dummy? The one that got hit by the pork chop, or the one who threw the pork chop?
I think the one that threw it, because
the one who threw it.
You know why?
Well, they both are.
Well, I think he's a dummy because he didn't bob or weed. I think she's a dummy because she could at least, hit him with some beef or some chicken.
Some chicken.
Or some shrimp.
Something that costs a little more, you know what I'm saying?
That's cheap. That's a cheap way of disrespecting somebody.
Well, they said pork is the other white meat. That's just so racist. I'm sorry.
You are stupid.
That's why I don't eat pork.
That's funny.
Well, one of the reasons.
There's so many different directions that this conversation can
go. Well, at least
it
was. At least it wasn't. You know. I mean, I guess if it's frozen, is it cleaner? You know what I mean? frozen pork cleaner than unfrozen pork, Ashley?
Well, I think so.
Oh, yeah. So. What would be your response? What would be your reaction if you got hit? If your girl hit you with a pork chop?
You play too much.
That's the first thing I'm out your mouth.
Pretty much. Other than ow.
Oh, yeah.
Again, right. That's another one. I'm leaving the house. I'm leaving
really?
The house. I'm out of here. Yeah.
I would more so be so stunned. I would be, because I'm a talker. You know, I'm an entertainer.
Right.
And I'm a jokester. And so I would, just be so stunned. Like, really? And you know I don't eat pork?
So why is it in the house?
That's a good question.
And guess what?
Jeff is full of...
No. She brought it in. That's what she eat.
Right.
Just because I don't eat pork, no me, I can't stop her from eating pork.
Right. Ah, I see.
And evidently, we banned pork after this.
And you kiss her, though. She eats pork and you kiss her. Never
she got to brush her teeth.
Right.
And gargle with Scope. Good stuff.
Hey, wait a minute.
Cool Mint.
Scope is not an advertiser. We don't say that on here.
Or Listerine. Cool Mint. I use Listerine Cool Mint.
Really? You silly.
Oh, my God.
It's very effective, sir.
Ash, let's try to take control of the show once again. So.
Right.
I mean, I just don't understand. I mean, there seems to be this whole thing of domestic violence that's going on these days.
Yeah.
I mean, If you're arguing with your significant other, I mean, at what point do you say, "Hey, let's just slow down because this is getting too riled up"? I mean, how do you calm things down before it gets violent? Do you have a technique that you use?
I remove myself. I say I'm going out for a drive or a walk or
right.
You know, I'm not discussing this right now. I would never get to the point of wanting to throw a pork chop at someone.
The Todd Allen Show. Show. The Todd Allen Show.
Welcome back. Hope that you have enjoyed this trip down memory lane. The best of you, big dummy. And now we've gotten to the last one of the evening. My personal favorite. I think you can probably figure out which one this is. We talk about it a lot. It was hilarious when we first did it. And it is, without further ado, Self-Made Cash.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Stupid!
The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
You big dummy!
All right, so, apparently... There is, rappers have a history of obviously making raps to tell about their life, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, Dario does that. Dario is a rapper. He talks about his life, situation.
Yeah, right? I do. Now, some of these guys, now talking about your life is one thing, you know, how you're living your life, but you don't rap about your crimes. The police, they have CD players and streaming services too.
He said CD players. Did you hear him?
A handful of cars still have it.
Some of them are my age. They have Spotify and streaming services too, dudes. You don't rap about your crimes as this rapper, Self-Made Cash, who raps about stealing bank info, indicted for wire fraud. They'll just play his music for the jury. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So here's this guy.
Where's the story from?
He's from Detroit.
So the story's from which?
This is from Cleveland19.com.
It was Cleveland19, yeah.
Yeah, but he's from Detroit. A Detroit-based rapper, Jonathan Woods, goes by the name Self-Made Cash. Self-Made Moron is more like it. Ironically, federal prosecutors said he isn't self-made at all.
No, not at all.
They indicted him on wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and possession of unauthorized access devices charges last Thursday. The 25-year-old is notorious for rapping about stealing bank information. I have a headache.
So when you do aggravated wire fraud, do you do it while you're mad? Is that
you know what?
I didn't even know they had an aggravated wire fraud.
There was, you remember DSK, Dominic Strauss-Kahn, the banker who was convicted of charge of rape a few years back?
Yeah.
He was charged with aggravated pimping. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Pimping is actually in the code of
criminal code. Yeah. Aggravated pimping.
Yes. They call it that.
Yeah. Aggravated pimping. Wow, and I'm thinking, what is aggravated? Was he mad about his money? I mean,
get over here and give me my money.
Yeah, I'm pull that story up in a second, because this aggravated pimping was a real charge.
Right. Wow.
So this is aggravated wire fraud.
Yeah. So he's notorious for rapping about stealing bank information. His social media accounts are filled with photos of himself flashing stacks of cash. In his music videos, he often sports a golden necklace with a credit card medallion.
Oh, my God.
His album, Benz and Bitcoin,
oh my God,
has songs like In Swipe I Trust, quote, Swipe School, Benz, Scam Likely, and 511718, which he bragged is his greatest swiper of all time.
Oh my God.
I don't know what that code is.
This sounds like a story from The Onion.
He claimed to be the greatest on his social media accounts. He claimed to be the best in live interviews. Not so, says the feds. The defendant claimed to be sophisticated at credit card fraud, when in fact he is not, the feds wrote in an indictment. So basically, his reputation is one of the swipe goat. People frequently contact Woods on social media to inquire about how to engage in credit card fraud.
Oh, wow.
I cannot believe I'm reading this.
Wow.
But authorities said this too was a scam, because he basically was selling information on how to commit identity theft and credit card fraud. Wow. And this was a scam. The information he sold allegedly for between $400 or $500 was fraudulent. In fact, the information was worthless, and many of the BINs or bank identification numbers were non-existent, the indictment said. If convicted, Woods could spend up to 20 years in prison, and he should spend 29, 30 years in prison for being a moron. Self-made cash. You are the big dummy of the week.
This is absolute. Oh my God! This story makes me so mad.
It's so Detroit. They've really they've got some great rappers up there. Google or put into YouTube search "So Cold in the D."
I have seen that on Instagram. Yes, go watch that. That is amazing. It's a great.
It's from,
I'm going to pull
local
it up for every
Detroit rapper.
Yeah. No, was that from Detroit?
It was parodied on Beavis and Butthead a couple of years ago. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that up for Todd and Khalid.
It on here. Yeah.
But yes, do not rap about crimes that you're currently committing. Like, oh my God, so stupid.
You know, it's tough to keep people. See, this is why I'm not a fan.
Everybody wants to be a celebrity. Everybody wants to be a celebrity.
This goes to your mental illness.
Yes, emotional. And what? Do you know this rapper YG?
Yeah, I know YG.
Okay, so YG made a song, and you can all pull this up, because there's been a lot of crimes across the country, which the media doesn't report nationally, about where Asian people are being targeted. This happened in the last several years, coast to coast, in 13 mm-hmm. cities that I've counted. YG made a song about how to rob Asian people. Oh, it was a step-by-step how to rob Asian people. They were protesting him when he showed up in Philadelphia for a show, because they've had a lot of crimes.
I like YG. I never heard that song.
I'll show it to you on break.
Yeah, I never
And this
heard
was a couple years ago. So these people love to talk about their crimes. This is how they busted up a lot of rappers in Florida and Los Angeles back in the day.
They were bragging. They were
about
put
bank
it on,
robberies.
Put it on video.
Yeah, telling you how they rob banks.
Like they were in. They were in doing music videos with the stuff that they just stole.
Yeah, yeah. And you want to try to keep people out of prison, particularly young black men, when they're basically providing a roadmap on how to arrest their dumb A's. It's unbelievable. The cops were just playing their music and taking notes.
I mean this story, I've heard a lot of these, but the one that you just did is one of the most egregious ones that I've heard. Because he is actively, like, his entire public persona, you can't even make the argument of this was just for art or just entertainment.
Right.
Your entire public persona
was a crook. I'm a crook. What lawyer is going to take this case?
He has a song called Scam Likely.
Yes. Scam. The lawyer going to ask this money up front.
Right.
I got a call a couple days ago, when you answer the phone, it's some woman with an accent. She says, please enter your credit card number.
Really?
Really?
Maybe it was a call from a friend of
him. It was cash. This is stunning.
So is he gonna use a credit card to pay his lawyer?
No. His lawyer, I won't mind in cash up front.
Right. Cash money up front. Right. I don't want no check. I don't want no credit card. Give me the cash.
Money better be dry.
Yeah. Right.
See, this angers me.
Stupid.
I want to give a shout out to Cash, though, for shattering the stereotype of young black males. Just destroys that stereotype, doesn't he? Hip-hop, he just totally redirected people's perceptions about hip-hop.
And that's what makes me so angry, because of what this looks like. It's like, of course, it's a rap. You know what
From
I mean?
Detroit. Yeah. I mean, he's got all the stereotypical boxes checked.
Who produced him?
Nowadays, you don't need a producer.
Yeah. You can do it in your closet.
Well, he think about it. I'm sure he's stolen things that he has sold for studio equipment. So I'm sure he's earned money.
Or even if he had to buy studio time, he had the money.
Yes, he stole it. Wow. He's self-produced. I'm going to tell you something. I just want to know who's in his life. Like his parents. Does he have parents?
Yeah.
Does he have a grandmother? Does he have somebody that says to him, you are a fool?
Yeah.
And you need to stop this nonsense. But does he have any wisdom in his life?
But the thing that's just it's so crazy to me. Like I said earlier, everybody wants to be famous. And now it's not even just about being good at what you do.
Just notorious.
It's just, yeah. Yeah, yes.
Rapping about what lawyer? What are you going to say to a jury? What are you going to say? Like, well, see, funny thing that happened was
the prosecutor ain't gonna put
no work into it. Nah. There's going to be no. They don't have to type anything.
Play his music. Push play.
The argument's going to go back to his childhood, how he was, grew up in a single parent home, and
play the violin music, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is very insulting to anyone who's not stupid who came from that background.
He's bragging about crimes and then committing more crimes while scamming people.
You're doing it. Like, this is the thing. I know a lot of rappers who talk about stuff that they use.
He's just trying to be true to the game.
Well, that's not true to the game. That's stupid. I know a lot of rappers who talk about things that they used to do.
Right.
Or some that even talk about things that they've never done.
I know very few who are making songs about things that they're still doing.
Right.
Like, this is why this thing makes my head explode. Yeah, talking about crimes he's still committing.
Somebody fan Darvio, give him some water.
But here's the thing.
About to bust open there.
Okay, so here's one thing. He's bragging about committing crimes like identity theft and bank fraud.
Crimes that he's still committing.
Then he's telling people, allegedly, how they can do it, and scamming them.
And charging them, right.
This
is like the Lex Luthor of the rap game.
This guy is a sham artist, sham artist.
The thing that bothers me, it's like, if you could think up stuff like that, what could you do if you were legit?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's just a scam likely.
So let's... So DJ Cash, you are
the big dummy of the year. The competition is over.
Right.
He's already won.
He's already won.
There would not be a bigger dummy this year than this fool. Anybody want to vote now? He can vote right now.
This is my favorite one that we've ever done.
Yeah. Oh, he goes in the Hall of Fame. First ballot.
Right. Oh my God. Don't even have to wait for him to come out of prison.
No, no, no.
He gets the nomination while he's in
scam
prison.
Likely.
So let's.
This is unbelievable.
Thank you so much for tuning in and checking out the best of you, Big Dummy. Please make sure that you guys stay safe. Please follow all the CDC guidelines and procedures to fight this coronavirus. And hopefully things will get back to normal soon. Take care.
The FCB Radio Network. First class broadcasting worldwide.
I'm Dr. Amy Acton, Director of the Ohio Department of Health. I know you have a lot of questions about coronavirus, so please call our hotline. The number is 833-4-ASK-ODH.